Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined by John Galvin for this week's Ours to Protect. John, you're the general manager of a new concept. Will you tell us a little bit about your work in climate action?
Hi, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're a new company. We're down in Littleton in Tipperary, in the old Borden and Moana plant. And we have a new technology, basically recycling waste plastic into a product, a wax product and a naphtha gas. It gives around 70% of a wax product, 27% of a naphtha gas, and 3% then of a char that's left over that can be used for, you know, filling in industry, in buildings and that kind of stuff for insulation purposes. Like, so it's 100% recyclable, no waste.
What sort of recyclables do you take in then?
We're using a single source plastic. It's basically, there's a company beside us, Sabrina, and they're recycling basically single source black film, you know, the black plastic wrap that's on silage bales.
Yeah.
They take that in, wash it, dry it, and agglomerate it. It's basically just torn up, and it comes across to us, and then we put that into our furnaces, and through the pyrolysis process, we come out with our product at the end. Our product is already pre-bought by a company in Germany, H&R Refinery. So the first 4,000 tons this year, we're going to go into production, we're going to commissioning phase at the end of February of this year, with it going into full commercial production hopefully on the 1st of June 2024. So, and all that product is pre-bought already.
That's a great success story, John. And tell me, the products that you're using then, the wax products that you talk about, where are they used?
You'd be surprised what they're actually used in. They're used in tires. They can go down to medical grade then, they go into cosmetics, it goes into lipstick. It goes into, you wouldn't believe it, chewing gum and all that kind of stuff. Like, but they're trying to do away with as much fossil fuel as they can. So we're producing 4,000 tons for H&R next year. For their refinery to go fully recyclable, they'd need 800,000 tons of our product. Like, so there's a huge market for there. It's just getting it to the market is the big thing at the moment. Like, so we're nearly there. We're being part funded by a grant from the EU and also from CAF. It's a climate action fund. It's from the Irish government. So we're getting 3 million from the EU and 1.5 million from the Irish government. So we're getting 4.5 million in grant aid. So it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Tell me, where did the interest in the climate come from and work in this area?
I would have always been interested personally myself, like, you know what I mean? It was something I was brought into in 2019, 2020, just to have a look at and get involved in. And I had a small investment in it. And I got on very well with the CEO, Mr. Pat Alley. Pat is the founder and the, the biggest shareholder within the company. It's just a pure interest in it. Like, if you're taking a product that nobody wants in the farm film, which was being burnt and dumped and it's just a mess, and you can convert that into a resource that the whole world is looking for at the moment. Like, so they're trying to take away 20% of oil from all these refineries by 2030. That's just to do with help with climate action. So every ton of wax we produce takes 1.5 tons of plastic out of the being incinerated or going into landfill or whatever. So it's a win-win all around. Like, but it's getting it to the market is the hard part. You know, it's a new concept, so people are quite nervous of it, and you know, from a financial perspective, it's hard. So we're hoping once we get this over the line, all going well, we're going to, the plant will go up to 100,000 tons by roughly 2027. That's our strategic plan at the moment, so we'll see how we go.
Fantastic. And listen, you're also not only participating in the circular economy and doing that environmental work, but you're obviously creating local employment as well.
We are. We'll have 8 new staff starting next Monday, and that should go to 15 by the middle of June. And we're hoping that from a staff perspective, whether you're doing 4,000 tons or 40,000 tons, it doesn't really make much difference from a staff perspective. But we should have, all going well, somewhere between 20 and 25 people in the company by this time next year. So that's exciting in itself. and I have to try and manage that as well then. Like, so it's new to me. Like, you know what I mean? I would have had two of my own businesses, like, quite successful, and I've retired from both of those and I've moved into this now. So we'll see how we go with that. We'll see how we go.
John, if people want to find out some more information about the business and the company and the work that you're doing, where can they find it?
You'll find it on the website. The new website is launched now. It's Trifol, TRIFOL.ie. And you can go through that. You'll see the team. You'll see what our plan is, where we're going. Our managing director is in from Colombia, Ruben, and we have two Polish people working for us. We have a Ukrainian person working for us, and we will have six or seven Irish people working for us as well, starting from next Monday. Like, so, yeah, it's quite exciting, quite exciting. And if you have a few pounds spare, no problem. We'll invest it for you. We'll look after it.
I'll definitely take a look at that, John. I'll definitely take a look. Hugely exciting for you. I'm delighted to hear about the project. Wish you every success with it. And we might check in with you late in February and see how things are going.
I'd love that. Love that. Yeah, no problem. I'd look forward to that.
John Galvin, the very best of luck with your business and all of the work that you're doing. General manager of a new concept called Trifol.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.